Crystal, you've got school holidays coming up, don't you?
I sure do. Hooray. Yay. I say totally sarcastically.
Yeah, it's a good time to spend time with the bubs versus, you know, sitting at the desk and working all business and no play sort of thing. But you know what that means also? If school holidays are coming up, silly season is upon us again.
I know. We are nearly
I
at
look
quarter four.
Yeah, and I looked at the calendar. We have got, I think it's like 100 at the time of this recording, so it's the 5th of September. At the time of this recording, we have 111 days left before Christmas. And I don't know about you, but for me, silly season officially starts about now. It's like when I need to renew my health insurance, I know that everything else is going to start. The Christmas parties, the Christmas shopping, having to shut up shop and having to get ready for the holidays, even with just like content for all of my clients and stuff. So that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today, everybody. Today, we are talking about creating a content stockpile for those days where you just can't or don't want to think of creating something to share, but still want to show up because hashtag consistency.
Hey, I'm Clem.
And I'm Krishla.
And we're the Mad Marketing Mums. If you're a busy parent who feels like marketing your business online is the equivalent of walking barefoot through a field of Lego, this is the podcast for you.
In every episode, we'll be talking all things content marketing with a time-saving focus. You'll get sustainable social media strategies peppered with conversations with some of our favorite marketing professionals.
Our mission is to leave you empowered to make marketing decisions that work for you and your lifestyle, not an algorithm. So hit that subscribe button and let's get on with the show.
So, Krishla, what is content stockpiling?
So this is one of my favorite strategies. I love this. I bang on about this a lot inside of Instagram Unpacked in the Mile High Content Club. But essentially, it is having that nice little rainy day reserve of content. It's a little bit like batching, but unlike batching, we don't recommend that you do this all at once because then you're going to become overwhelmed and you won't actually do it. So think of it as like a social media savings account or a rainy day account that you add to little by little. I want you to think about it like that so you don't think of this as a big one-day task that just keeps getting pushed down to the bottom of your to-do list. This is something that you can start doing today. Now, I also just want to preface this by saying what we're talking about today should not be a replacement for your entire content strategy or content plan. Rather, it's just having some content on hand for those days when you really can't think of anything to post. So it's like filler content, but filler content that's actually good quality, that's related to your brand, your business, your ideal customer, and that's content that actually serves a purpose.
Yeah, so this could be really good, you could say, Krishla, for those times when you want to shut off. So like when you're going to be on school holidays or when you are feeling just absolutely burnt out. Now, if you are feeling burnt out, you know, obviously listen to the rest of this episode, but we do have episode two of the Mad Marketing Mums podcast where we went over strategies to help with social media burnout. Everybody goes through it at one point or another, so it's definitely a worthwhile episode to check out. But content stockpiling is also fantastic for those times when things are just about to get way too busy. Oh, like I said before, silly season. Silly season, we say, is around Christmas time. We all know as business owners and as parents, it starts months ahead. So to give yourself a little bit of wiggle room when you know that you're just not going to have that time to post or anything, having that stockpile there is going to really help you.
So, as I said before, you do, of course, still need that well-thought-out content strategy and posting plan to ensure that your content is, of course, serving your business goals. It's also growing your account. It's also helping you to connect with the right followers, i.e., potential clients. But sometimes when we're in a pinch, when we've got a sick kid, and we just need something on hand to post. This is where having this content stockpile, having a reserve of good quality content at your fingertips is going to be a game changer, so that you can still show up consistently, because we know that is really important to staying front of mind, to staying memorable, and of course, to getting all of that great algorithm love that we want from social media platforms. So let's look at that. Let's look at what we are including in our content stockpile.
Yeah, so the first thing of what you can include in your little stockpile is evergreen content. Now, what do we mean by evergreen content? We mean stuff that is inherently reusable. There's not an actual date on it. You don't mention specific dates within it, that sort of thing. So evergreen content, great examples of it are how-tos or educational content. So how to do the thing, myths about your industry or things that people misunderstand about your industry. Memes are even evergreen content. There will never, ever be, I don't believe, a meme that will not be dated. Like, to me, memes are just absolute gold, and it's my third language that I speak with.
Yes, I love me a good meme. The other, or Crystal, what is wrong with me today? Okay. I can't speak anymore. I used to be able to talk and present, and I've just lost it. Like, I literally just can't do it. I tried filming something the other day, and I swear to God, I did 20 takes for a 7-minute video.
Really?
I could not get the words out of my mouth.
Would a transcript help?
I was reading it too. This is
maybe
the thing.
That's why.
This is the thing, right? I know. Okay, so sorry. All right, so.
It's all right.
I don't even like how I introduced what to include in your stockpile.
It was fine. It was fine. Yeah, it was like the first transition between hosts that we managed to do seamlessly. It's okay.
Okay. All right. Next up. I'll say start again. Next mm-hmm. up, I think you should be focusing on some content staples. So this is your core business critical content that you need to share on a regular basis. Now, it may not be the most sexy content, but it is really important content for driving your business goals off of social media. So this could be things such as posts where you introduce yourself or talk about your why or talk about how you got started in your business. This could be things such as your shipping information, frequently asked questions, how to book a coaching call with you, how to buy from you, all of that business critical content that you do need to be sharing over and over again, because perhaps you've got new followers, perhaps your previous followers weren't ready to buy from you, or perhaps they just missed your last post. So this is really good content to create a bunch of, to have on hand, to pull out and use when you haven't got something else more exciting to post, because it's still going to serve a purpose, and that's driving those business goals.
Mm. Now, I mentioned earlier evergreen content, and Krishla, you were saying content staples. Now, there is a place within a content stockpile for date-specific content. Now, as an example about date-specific content, this works great for service providers that'll shut over a 2-week break. You know that you're going to have that mayhem prior, and you might even have that mayhem a little bit afterwards. So you want to prepare yourself and your clients as far ahead as possible so that they know when you're not going to be around. So for example, I have a hairstylist client. We are already putting out a weekly post reminding people that Christmas is coming up and that they need to book in their pre-Christmas break hairstyles so that they are ready for the Christmas party or their family gathering. And that also, so my hairstylist can take a break and is not going to worry about getting a constant barrage of phone calls during her break time as well. So what we do is we create a stockpile over the year of really good photos and such. And we use each or video and we use each one of those to once a week, just have that stockpile content going, hey, we've got this many days left for Christmas. If you haven't booked your pre-Christmas booking, do it now. That sort of stuff actually really, really well for those service providers that are going to be shut over the break time. Hmm. What else would you suggest, Krishla?
And just coming back to what you were saying, Clem, I'm assuming that you do this. You could easily just copy and paste the exact caption that you used last year,
pretty
encouraging
much
people to come in and book their appointment. Like, you might change the number of days it is, or obviously the dates around her closing times. But this is the type of stuff that you can be stockpiling and just using and again and again. Absolutely. Now, a couple of other, I think, key things that you can be popping in your stockpile are teasers to any long form content that you have. So if you put out a blog, if you have a podcast, all of those different things, you can be creating a stockpile of content that is referring people from your social media platforms over to that longer form content for sure. And you want to be sharing this time and time again anyway to get the most mileage out of that content. The other thing that I would say is any content that you create that is reinforcing those key messages or concepts that you actually want to be known for as a brand and as a business, that's the type of content that when you put it out, if it works really well online, save it, keep it to use it again.
All right, well, now we're getting into the fun bit, how to do the thing. So how to create that content stockpile. Krishla, what would you suggest we start with?
So as I said earlier, it's about doing this over a period of time. You don't have to sit down and batch and create all of your content at once, because that's going to make you feel overwhelmed and you will procrastinate and you will not do this. So it's instead getting into the habit of creating a little bit extra. It's like meal prepping, right? Creating some extra content that you can put aside. So when you're creating your new content, for example, create alternative versions of the same post. So if you're posting frequently asked questions, create that in Canva, make a beautiful graphic, and then make another version in different colors or with different images, and save that and keep that for next time that you want to post those same frequently asked questions. If you are creating, say, an Instagram reel or a TikTok video, take that video, take that script from your video, turn it into a multi-slide carousel post or into a graphic post with the points that you mention or the tools or the steps, whatever it is that you're presenting in your video. But create multiple formats at once. So you've got it there, ready to go when you need it. And of course, another way that you can do this is to actually reuse what you've already got. And I know that you love doing this, Clem.
Yes, I do. I do love doing this. Now, this is how I do it. You might have a different way, but I think this is probably the easiest way to just repost and have a stockpile of posts that have done really well that you can put out again. So look at your insights data. So for example, your TikTok analytics. Now, if we're going to go specific with TikTok, I suggest actually going onto desktop to look at your analytics, because it's a little bit more robust than it is on your phone. But go onto your analytics and see your most successful videos, whichever platform that is. Now, you might, you know, depending on what you're trying to achieve, you might look at different stats. But we're going to take views, for example. If someone's trying to reach as many people as possible and have as many eyeballs as possible, views is going to be that stat that they're going to look at. Go in your analytics, find the videos that you have the most views of, and download them and save them in a content stockpile folder. Or you can use, say, your scheduling platform might have something called an auto list. So Metricool does this really well, where you can have your content stockpile of all your content for a particular channel or channels, and it will post one out according to what schedule. So you can say, I want one of these posts to go out on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. every Tuesday for the next, say, 20 odd weeks. You've got 20 odd posts then. And that way you're putting out that content stockpile on auto. You are creating that consistency, and that way you don't have to worry about it. Your content stockpile is being posted as is. Why does this work? If your video was successful once, it could happen again. Now, I'll give you an example. Again, with this hairstylist client, we made a video it must have been in May or June, and it was something really mundane. Most people would think it's mundane, is how to curl your hair with a straight iron. And she quite literally shows you, she gives you a couple of tips, etc. That video went bonkers. It's got a few hundred thousand views on it alone. We have downloaded it and we've put it on an auto list, and it reposted a couple of days ago. Actually, no, 2 days ago, and it's up to 11,000 views. Wow. So again, it's like, we knew that if we wanted to get that outreach, we needed to look at videos that have the most amount of views. So we found all the ones that were really wildly successful that we love, and we've put them in an auto list. And so now she's going to be posting that auto list consistently once a week with those really good meaty videos, and bam, she's got that content stockpile there. And we've also got them all in saved in a drive as well for when we do have a rainy day and we need to grab something to post out.
Yeah, and I can see why that would have done well, because it is really hard to curl your hair with a straight iron. I can't do it. Yeah. I actually have a curling iron because I've tried. I can't. My hands won't do what my brain's telling them to. So I can see why that's performed well.
Apparently, it's all about the position of your straight iron. It's not about the amount of hair. It's how you actually hold your straight iron that'll determine the success of your curl.
We might have to link to this video, this tutorial. That kind of sounds amazing. Okay, so that was a good side quest there. Coming back to your content stockpile, of course. One thing I really love to do, and again, it comes back to looking at your data, your insights. So whether that be on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram insights, but go and take a look at content that has performed well, that's got that social proof on it, and then recreate it in a slightly different way. And we spoke about this, and I've spoken about this before, but again, we've got to reshare our content, right? If it's a good tip, it's worth resharing. So if, for example, you put out a how-to post or something, I mean, anything on Instagram, it was an image with a caption and it performed really well, you can take that caption and you can use that as a video script, for example, to recreate that piece of content. Or you can literally just copy paste it and use it again. And little pro tip here, if you are using Instagram Reels, if you are creating your Reels inside the Instagram Reels editor, please make sure that you save a copy down to your phone before posting or before saving to your drafts. The reason being, sometimes the drafts disappear and that is just so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But also it means you've got that nice clean version on your phone that you can then use on other platforms, or you can repost again at another time. Now, you don't just have to do this for social media insights as well, Clem.
Yeah, you can do it for website analytics as well. So sometimes what I have done is I've gone onto my blog, which, yes, mind you, I should probably write another one soon. But same. If you go onto it's a great reminder for both of us, isn't it, Krishla? Yeah. Find a blog that gets a decent amount of traffic. So I've got a couple that have just continuously received a decent amount of traffic, and leverage the main points of your blog, as well as the blog itself as a content stockpile. It's not going to hurt you if you just go and share the blog as a post, but get the main points out of it and use those as particular content stockpile items as well. That kind of stuff, website analytics and blogs is something that people have really forgotten, where that is probably like one of the best forms of evergreen content you can have, because it sits on the internet and it stays on the internet. So leverage your website and the content that you have written on your website, and use it to grow your content stockpile for sure.
And Carly mentioned this, Carly from TechnoBird, back in episode 33, about how does this for her own content planning. So she goes and looks at her Google Insights or even the insights from her website host to see what blogs and what content is performing really well on her website. So she knows then to either update that content or to recreate it, or just again, like you said, to share it over to social media again and get people off of social media and over onto your own website, where they can then consume more of your content and get to know you and maybe possibly even buy from you. So I think, yeah, that's a really great strategy. One other thing that I would recommend is to actually create some stock footage as well. So we think a lot about written posts and blogs and things like that. But stock video, and I say stock in inverted commas because it's actually your own video as opposed to something from a stock website, But capturing some of that behind the scenes footage, time-lapse footage of you doing what you normally do in your business. So whether that is you editing a website and you've set up your phone to take a video over your shoulder of you working at your desk, perhaps that's you packing an order, perhaps it's you unpacking stock for your warehouse, whatever that looks like, styling a living room, you name it. Yeah, you know what your process looks like on a day-to-day. But that footage can be really great just to capture for, again, those days where you're like, I need to post something, but I don't have time to go and film something, or I look like a hot mess and I don't want to talk to camera. Having some of that footage on your phone, you can pop that up with a trending audio and a key message or an interesting fact or even a quote, and share that as a reel or as a TikTok or as a YouTube short. Having that on hand, I think, is also really, really useful.
Yeah, I always tell people, always take more photos and more video than you think you actually are going to need, because you never know how many times you're going to mess up when you're shooting a video. So just keep the camera on. You could use those bloopers as background footage if you wanted to.
Oh, but bloopers get great engagement too. So yeah. Definitely we should have incredible engagement there, given how many bloopers we tend to make in these recordings.
I think in just this episode, we've got 5 or 6.
Oh my gosh. I know. We're not on our A game today, but that's life. You just got to keep going.
Yeah, so it's always take more photos and videos than you think you need. I think that's the biggest things that you could do is just, if you're taking one photo, take 3.
Yeah.
If you're taking one video, take 3. Or if you can't do that, then investing in a brand shooter or product photography is really great for that, because your photographers are going to take hundreds of photos and they'll show you the best one. If they're a really good photographer, their proof sheet's going to be 20, 30, 40, 50 photos that you can have.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll even capture some of that behind the scenes video footage for you as well, if you ask them. Or you can set up your phone on a tripod to capture time lapse of you having your photos done, for example, for a brand shoot, which is really fun behind the scenes content. Yeah.
Now, one thing we have not mentioned that I feel like some people might forget as well is that we're creating a stockpile. Have a separate folder in your Google Drive or whatever that is called stockpile, so that you know where all that stuff is. Especially if you are highly mobile and stuff, Google Drive is a really good mobile app you can use, and you can just drop it in there. That way you've got a backup of stuff that's saved on your phone just in case things get erased. But then you've got that one folder, you don't have to go searching around. You're like, oh, I'll just go to my stockpile folder and I'll just grab something from there, and then I could use that for content.
Yes. Yeah. Having good systems, having one place for all of your ideas, for all of your content is a game changer. And so many people I know have really poor systems around this. So it is important. However you like to save things, whether that's Dropbox, whether that's a Google Drive, whether that is folders on your phone, whatever works for you, but just have that one place, make a decision on where that's going to be and put everything there, and you'll find it's a lot easier to keep track of all of this. So there you have it, content stockpiling 101. So just to recap, content stockpiling, it's about having a whole bunch of resources on hand so that you can post on the fly, but that on the fly content isn't just filler content. It isn't just crap that you've snapshotted from the internet and shared. It's actually meaningful content. It's actually relevant to your brand and business, and most importantly, relevant to your audience, because they are the ones who decide if your content is good. And of course, it's going to save you so much time. So things are going to include in that stockpile, evergreen content. And again, if you focus on primarily creating most of your content as evergreen content, it does mean that you can share that time and time again. Sharing those content staples, that core business critical content, content that is the type of stuff you're going to roll out every month or every year. So as Clem mentioned about her hairdresser client, stuff that's relevant to shutdown times for your business, that is going to be critical for holidays or times when you know you're going to be sharing this kind of content. And of course, teasers to any long form content that you have as well. Have fun. Let us know if you do create a content stockpile. send us a picture if you like, send us a screenshot of your Google Drive, or slide into our DMs and let us know if you've found this episode helpful.
All right, that's it for today on this episode of the Mad Marketing Mums. And if it is school holidays, have a safe and wonderful school holiday with your little bubs, and we will catch you around on our next episode.
Take care.
Bye.
So thanks for tuning in this week. If you loved what you heard, please leave us a review. Reviews help other busy and overwhelmed business parents find our podcast and learn a bunch of new stuff. So also don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Till next time.